Montana Coffee Traders has its roastery on Highway 93, just south of downtown Whitefish. Up front is a coffee bar and gift shop. Downtown Whitefish has a Coffee Traders Cafe, as do downtown Columbia Falls and Kalispell. But Coffee Trainer Coordinator Katie Carlson says that's not the only place to buy the Montana roasted coffee.
And I would say travelers come to the Flathead Valley, they experience our stores, coffee, baked goods, merchandise, come to the roastery, have a tour and a tasting, and then head back home. And they're able to connect back with their travel experience in Whitefish through our website.
Customers can order coffee, get a guide to coffee roasting, grinding, and brewing, and find locations at the company's website. Carlson says they now also use social media to keep connected to customers.
It's easier, I think, on our Facebook page to put fresh and new ideas on with what's going on with our company, with new coffee that's coming in, what's going on in our cafes.
President of the Zane Ray Group, Reed Gregerson, counts Patagonia, Land's End, and Filson among his clients.
Basically, our clients look to us to handle some or all aspects of their e-commerce effort.
Gregerson says he's surprised to hear that Whitefish was chosen as Google's e-city for 2013, as opposed to one of the state's larger cities like Missoula or Billings. He says the internet access in the Flathead is pretty good, but the Zane Ray Group also hosts websites. And Gregerson says locally the infrastructure is lacking the redundancy he needs, and they work with a server out of Spokane. However, he says maybe one reason Whitefish was chosen has to do with quality of life.
You know, it's a beautiful place to live, and a lot of the jobs here are possible because of the internet, and yet we're out, you know, we're essentially out here in the middle of nowhere, and yet we're, you know, able to make metropolitan salaries, and, you know, and then at the end of the day, we step out our door and drive down the road 10 minutes and go fly fishing.
Google recognizes an e-city in each state as that state's digital capital. It contracts with the company Ipsos to find these cities. First, Ipsos puts together a list of all U.S. cities, broken down by population size. Google calculates the top five cities for each state using AdWords data. AdWords is Google's main advertising product, where companies use certain keywords and can pay to come up higher in Google's search results. They then looked at a sample of businesses operating in those cities, analyzing web presence, including whether businesses had blogs, offered e-commerce, and maintained a social media presence. Chief Product Officer John Franson of Old Town Creative says he's not so surprised Whitefish won out.
There is a kind of a next generation of business growth in places like Montana, and especially in the places like Montana that have vibrant communities and great landscapes and natural assets, because that's the kind of places where talented people want to live and work.
Franson says Old Town Creative develops internet software focusing on location. They work with organizations and businesses who want an online, interactive map on their page. One client is a non-governmental organization based in Seattle that works to get drinking water to people in need in the developing world.
And so now you have, say, thousands of these locations all across China, India, and Nepal, and someone needs to keep track of those. So they need to manage the information. They need to go and report from the location, get, you know, is the system still operating, take pictures, things like that.
Software developed by Franson's Whitefish business is what they're using to coordinate that information. Producer Brett Allen runs the Snow Ghost Music Studio out of his Whitefish home. He's worked with local musicians and also with people from all over.
I did a Chris Christopherson recording, Peter Bjorn and John. I did Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He used to pass through here quite a bit. He's a great guy. Death Cab for Cutie.
Allen describes Snow Ghost as an old-school studio with access to the modern world.
You know, we have the ability to propagate the world, like I said, with music through aggregators that they're called aggregators, and they get all the music out to iTunes and Pandora and all that. So, you know, it's like you could record here today and your music could be for sale online by the end of the day.
Allen says he chose Whitefish because it's a place he wanted to be. It allows Snow Ghost to differentiate itself. In the same way Alan says music today is crossing boundaries, running a music production house doesn't have to be in musical city centers like Nashville or New York.
The cool thing about music today is anybody can make it. You know, if you've got 1,000 Facebook friends, you can market, you know, or push your music to them, and you can sell some t-shirts at concerts.
The same idea of being able to make a business work despite geographic barriers seems to be holding true for web design, software development, and coffee roasting in Whitefish, Montana. Other digital capitals chosen by Google include New York City, Park City, Utah, Atlanta, Georgia, Bainbridge Island, Washington, and Fargo, North Dakota. Katrin Fryatt reporting from the Flathead.